This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music now. When I sit down with my clients, one of the most common concerns I hear is whether they'll be able to create steady and reliable income streams during their retirement. Sounds like a legit concern, right? I'm guessing many of you are listening right now share that concern. After all, for many people, Social Security alone won't provide sufficient income to maintain their preferred lifestyle, and we don't want it to. When discussing potential options for building retirement income, we consider 401ks and IRAs, as well as how annuities may be a tool for some people who build the kind of retirement income they want. During the show today, we're going to have a deeper conversation about annuities, what they are, their pluses and minuses, how they may be a good fit for some financial strategies. But before we kick around annuities, let me introduce my co-host, Tony Shore, who still isn't over the Ted Lasso series finale that I haven't watched yet. So no spoilers, man.
I have. It's one of my favorite shows on TV, maybe ever. It's so good. If you haven't seen Ted Lasso, I recommend everybody watch it. All I have to say is believe, right?
That's right. The first season was so uplifting and great. It was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. The final season is amazing as well. And it gets better as it goes. Right. So There's three seasons and they wrapped it up too. It's not like they're dragging it out. Right.
They say it's the last one. It's going to be the last one.
Yeah. I think that's amazing. And I think that's smart and they did it right. Such a great show. A great show. Well, first, before we jump into our topic for today, Chris, what have you been up to? I know you traveled over to see Tara.
I did. Right? So Tara had a 4-day weekend. I spent 2 weeks in Germany, but over 4-day weekend, we went down to Malta. It's a little island south of Sicily. Okay. So it's got a lot of Italian feel to it. They're their own country. Malta, the primary language is Maltese. Okay. Yes. But the second language is English. So you can get around and do things. It's a great place to go and travel to. The water temperature is nice and cool, so it never gets really too hot. So if you do get hot, you can jump in the Mediterranean. It's only 65 degrees.
Oh, brr.
So it's a little cool. Chilly. Yeah, I don't want to spend a lot of time in the water, but we had some fun in the water, jumping off the boat, climbing up the ladder, jumping into the water there. So, Malta was a lot of fun. Oh, they have a boat called the Maltese Falcon. And so for the crowd that liked,
of course,
you know, Humphrey Bogart, there was a movie, The Maltese Falcon. Well, there's a boat there. It's a luxury yacht. You can rent it for the small fee of $490,000 a week. Yeah. I'm like, Tara, how are we going to figure this one out?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Better wait on that one.
That's
real money. That's real money, even to you and Tara, right?
Yeah.
So you did not stay on the Maltese Falcon.
No, we did not. Beautiful ship. There's a website where you can go and reserve it if you are interested in it. It's a luxury yacht out there for rental, and that's all that it does.
But as a financial advisor, you would not recommend any of our listeners rent it, right? Hang on to that. Invest that $500,000 instead.
That's right. I want them to have fun. Well, I found some that are a little bit more reasonable.
Yes.
Has a little bit of cachet for it. But I found on the same site, there's some in Bali. that one I might be able to put together. So
didn't you, I mean, you found, you and Tara, you told me before the show that you found a really nice 8-hour cruise on a really big sailboat for $60.
$60 a piece. We went on all day.
Included lunch, right?
Included a snack, a lunch, you know, a couple beers. It was had a wooden deck, so the deck stayed nice and cool, and we could all just hang out on the deck all day. And there were maybe 20 to 30 people on the boat as far as clients go, so there was no crush of people. And then we went up to kind of the more famous sites in Malta. Now there's a couple of other islands that belong to Malta besides the island of Malta. And so sure. They take you up to those, and there's a famous place people go to get in the water called Blue Lagoon. It's a little bit warmer because of the geography and the sand there. And so there had to be 10,000 people hanging out at the area around the Blue Lagoon. It was, everybody was getting piped in by these huge ferries. So, it was fun. It's so pretty there.
That's awesome.
You know, it's a Mediterranean desert because it doesn't rain. So it's almost always clear blue in a million.
Wow. And wow. Malta. I don't know much about it. I just know, I know the Maltese Falcon. So yeah. I know that. that's about it. So now today we're talking about annuities, and to some people they're like, ooh, annuities, you know, I've heard mixed things, but there are good things to know about certain annuities, and there are some annuities that you need to watch out for. So I'm glad we're
going right.
to figure this out today, Chris.
Right. So to begin with, annuities are one of those financial products that many folks have heard of a lot, but don't really understand. And right. that's largely because there are just so many different types. There are just contracts with the annuity companies. And so those contracts can be written up any way that the annuity company wants. So, and then it can be credited in so many different ways. There are a lot of things that you need to know about any annuity that you purchase, right? So when you purchase, that means it's you're being sold. And so that's kind of how they are. They're a product, right? So that means you need to understand the product quite well before you buy it and put your money into it. So a lot of consumers are nudged into buying annuities, even though they don't completely understand them. So that's what we do here, is we help people understand annuities. Annuities can be a great financial tool to augment some of the other things you have going on. But you just want to make sure that it's a good financial fit for you, right? It's not right for everybody. Just don't jump into any decisions quickly.
Yeah, that's good advice. And work with a financial services professional like yourself. I think that's probably a key right there if you're going to use an annuity. But they're very popular for a reason. I mean, there's some annuities that are very, very helpful and can really help make your retirement and help you out a lot, providing that income you're going to need. So, So that's an annuity. So give us a definition of what an annuity is, Chris.
So an annuity contract is between you and an insurance company. And so it addresses things like principal protection, lifetime income, maybe your legacy, maybe potential future costs of long-term care can be rolled into it. Some of the articles I've been reading, they talk about how annuities aren't traditional investments, even though they seems like it as though they are. Annuities, basically, what you're doing is you're taking the risk of, instead of you putting it in the market, you're giving the money to the annuity company. So you're transferring the risk from yourself to the annuity company, and they assume the risk of making sure the money makes money. And then they, via contract, have to give you money. So, that sounds pretty good. If by contract, I am going to have to get paid. That sounds good to have a contract to get paid. However, it's a contract. So there's obligations, And if you break those obligations, there may be significant financial penalties. So you want to make sure you understand what those contractual obligations are before you enter into any annuity.
Sure. And that's why don't just go to someone or an insurance company and buy one. You need a financial advisor who's going to look at your big picture and say, okay, this is in your best interest or this is not. Now, I know annuities have been around for a while now, but what about their history? What's the history of annuities? They've been around quite a while, right?
They've been around for a very long time. So it's really quite fascinating. Annuities can be traced back as far as ancient Rome. So when people would make a single payment in exchange for a regular lifetime payments, that's the definition kind of a baseline annuity. Their annuity has evolved quite past that.
So even in ancient Rome, they wanted enough income to maintain their preferred retirement lifestyle. So they had basically an annuity set up. So that's fascinating. So it's a little bit older than I thought it was, the annuity.
Right. Well, and the reason the annuities came about was because of pensions.
Yeah.
Because the Roman soldiers got pensions. And so people said, hey, I'd like that too. Yes. How about annuities?
There you go.
Some entrepreneurial person with a bunch of money said, sure.
Which I think is why they've become more popular in the recent years now here, because pensions have gone away for most people.
Exactly.
Unless you're a government employee. I'm not going to name names, Tara Nolan, but unless you've worked for the government for a long time or Chris McKinney, pensions have gone the way of the pension, as I like to say.
Right. And that's a whole other discussion on why those went away. But they did. And so how do we create guaranteed money for ourselves that is not going to lose money? The stock market is the best place to grow money, but it's maybe not the best place to keep money.
Income purposes. Yeah.
Right.
Because you'd be constantly pulling money out of the market. You end up pulling money out when it's down to live on. And then that's going to deplete your money that much quicker.
All you have to do is look at the Great Depression or the Great Recession of the 2000s. Right.
Yeah.
People that had money in the stock market, the volatility of the market, you could have been down 30, 40, 50% over that 10-year time period. And if you were living on just money in the market, you were starting to feel it.
Yeah.
And no matter how much money you had.
That's true. And so that brings me to our next question. Is purchasing an annuity a good idea, Chris?
That's a question without an easy answer, Tony. So,
I knew it would be, but I had to ask because a lot of our listeners are going, well, should I buy an annuity or not? Or should I have an annuity?
There are a lot of financial tools out there. So it really comes down to what your situation is, what you think your future needs might be, and what your goals are. So those will help you identify what kind of annuity to buy if you decide, hey, I want to take advantage of these annuities. Annuities' biggest positive potential is the fact that they supply guaranteed income for the rest of the purchaser's life, or they guarantee that the principal will never go lose value. So you only can gain, you can't lose. So those are two of the things that we really like about annuities is that you can put money in there and it will never lose value. Well, except to inflation and other factors like that, but they won't lose their capital value. And right now, I don't know if you know about this, Tony, but annuity companies are offering really great rates. The highest rates I've seen in 15 years. So why are they doing that? Well, because of what they see in their outlooks, right? And so they feel like they can supply more money through the annuity side So there's some really great rates out there. This is a really good time to look at annuity. If you haven't thought about it before, come in and ask what kind of rates that are out there, because they're pretty great. Yeah. The other great thing about annuities is they provide tax shelter. So if you got a cash sitting in a bank account earning 0.01% or whatever, you can move it to an annuity, and now all the growth is tax deferred. You do not pay taxes until you use the money. So it works a lot like kind of an RIA, except you don't get a break for the capital part of it, but all the growth is tax deferred. So you can put it in there and not have to worry about your taxes being jerked around by the income off your annuity.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
And there's no contribution limits, Tony. You can put as much money in there as you want.
Wow. So, I mean, a lot of people are like, well, that sounds too good to be true. You know, especially you talk about the fixed index annuity where your principal is protected.
Yep.
You can get guaranteed income.
Yeah.
You get to participate in some upside. What you give up though.
Yeah.
Where that is liquidity, and there's other things you give up. So, it's interesting to know how annuities work, isn't it? I mean, that's really important.
Yeah, it really is. And every contract is written a little bit differently. As with other insurance products, you can pay annuity company premiums. You pay premiums in exchange for bearing that risk, right? So you're shifting the risk. You can pay in a lump sum or through installments. You don't pay the premiums forever. You only put in what you want to put in. They're not must payments, right? As soon as you stop paying, then that's fine. But then that annuity will start paying you back at some point, right? Annuity payments that do come back to you are pretty flexible. You can kind of structure them how you want, based on the contract, of course. So you need to know what the contract is. Now you may structure those payments to go to your heirs. You can to your spouse, or if you do, you can have there's a thing called period certain payout. So if that's something of interest to you, you can look at contracts that have that. The annuities may provide lifetime income, right? So they don't all do that, right? So you got to make sure you get the ones that's lined up with what you want. The annuity will pay your beneficiaries the remaining payments if you have the contract set up that way. So for the period that you've selected, that's the kind of the period certain deal, is that those periods, you'll get paid that for that period, and your heirs will get that period. Payments can be monthly, quarterly, annual, or just all of it, right? So you can get the money out in a lot of different ways.
Okay, let's take a moment here. I'm here. I'm just thinking about this. We should probably let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, so you can reach us at 719-210-4242. We've set aside some time between Tuesday and Thursday every week for complimentary consultations. So we can meet with you then. That number is 719-210-4242. If you want to just learn more about us, go out to our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. You can learn more about us there. And there's some neat little tips in there too.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And I encourage our listeners to give you a call, get a hold of you and Tara to talk about this, because it can be a really good tool to utilize for some people in some situations, depending on what your time horizon is, how much money you have, what you need in retirement. So you really need a financial professional to help look at the big picture. Now, let's keep things rolling. I think you've done a really good job on annuity basics. What do you have for us next?
So the next thing I want to mention is that there are two types of annuities, two general types, immediate annuities and deferred annuities. So as they suggest, deferred annuities is when you put the money in and then you take the money out later. Immediate annuity is when you put in the money and then you start getting income right away. So we usually call these single premium indexed annuities. Is usually what they are. So and you know right away how much you're going to get based on how much you put in. So if that's something of interest to you, then that's what we could look at.
Sure.
So immediate annuities are immediately annuitized. It's kind of the thing. Deferred annuities are annuitized later or never. Okay. They don't have to be annuitized. Okay. You can say, I don't want to annuitize it. I just want to pull off what I need when I need it. And so that's another way of taking the money out of the annuity without creating that annuity plan for how you get the payments. You can create your own plan. And so that's what we do with a lot of our clients is they want to have that flexibility of, well, I only need $1,000 off my annuity this year, or maybe I don't need any money off my annuity this year. We had a windfall from, somebody, they put a windmill or a power generating thing on our land, and we started getting payments. So that way you can turn it off. You have that flexibility. another thing about annuities that there's variable annuities, there's fixed annuities, and there's fixed index annuities. Okay, so fixed annuities supply a guaranteed minimum interest rate. That guaranteed rate, the last time I looked at it on a lot of the annuities are around 4%. So that's not too bad. Probably better than your bank. Variable annuities, those are very similar to mutual funds. So they'll fluctuate based on the market. So those variable annuities can actually go down in value. Fixed index annuities can't go down in value. They offer a minimum guaranteed rate of return, and the total returns are based on an index like the S&P 500. So if the S&P 500 goes up, then your annuity gets credited with the amount that is under contract.
Wow. Okay. So, and that's good to know. Wow. It sounds like we could get lost in the weeds here.
Oh, yeah.
with this topic. I mean, obviously, oh, yeah. That's a concern, but that's why you're here. And that's why people need to, if they have right. questions on this, call you. But now fixed index annuities, especially yeah. right now with the interest rates, are hugely popular, right? I mean,
hugely popular. Yeah.
And people complain about, oh, you got to watch out with annuities with the fees, things like that. But really, most fixed index annuities that are being offered now have no fees. Right.
Yeah. We tell you what, we don't sell annuities with fees. we don't help our clients purchase annuities with fees.
Yeah.
We show them how I have about a 20 minute education process where I go through the entire process of how a fixed annuity gets credited, how it's going to grow, and then how you're going to take the money out to enhance your life. And so that education process has been so key in helping people understand if that annuity is right for them or not, or they want to look at something else. So that's the one of the things that we do with fixed index annuities is that we really show them, we get really down in the weeds with how they work, how the income is going to come into the annuity from the crediting strategy, and then what they're going to look, what it's going to look like in say 10 years down the road or 20 years down the road.
Yeah. Well, and that's really good that you go over that with your clients and people who you meet with. And if our listeners have questions, I know you'd be happy to answer them. Now there's just one other annuity with we only have a few minutes left here.
Sure.
I just want to ask you, Chris, about variable annuities. I think that's where maybe annuities got their bad name. How do annuities work? They do have risk, right?
So variable annuities are basically, it's an annuity, and then inside the annuity are mutual funds, okay? And then that means mutual funds are managed by the company or they're managed by you. So you can kind of move them to different mutual funds or they do it. The problem is variable annuities, they can lose money because the mutual funds go down. They can lose money because there's fees associated with the management of the mutual funds, maybe the managing of the contract. I've seen fees be quite high, as much as over 4%. Okay. So in the past with some annuities that are the variable annuities, and they justify those fees by saying, well, we're managing this money, we're doing all this work. So that's how we get paid. And then
but that's just how you have to make that much more. You have to make that much more to make it pay off with a variable. And if it's tied to the market, then if the markets don't do well, you stand a risk losing. Now we're out of time for today's show, but before we go, Chris, let our listeners know one more time how they can get a hold of you.
So you can reach us at our phone, 719-210-4242. Our phone number is 719-210-4242. Go check us out at our website, NolanFinancialPartners.com. You can check out our past radio shows there. So if you missed this or only caught a part of this, you can go back and listen to the whole thing about annuities and learn more about them and then give us a call. So check out our website. You can also check out our the radio shows right there and give us a call.
All right. Sounds great, Chris. And that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.